Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. His program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, so glad to be with you wherever you are in the world. We're coming to the time when we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, that is God taking on a human body in the town of Bethlehem, Israel. And it was 2017, it'll be 2018 years since this happened. And the world still is talking about it. And some people don't like Christmas because of the commercialism, but I like it because of the fact that our Lord Jesus Christ is glorified. And those songs that they sing are so wonderful. And it praises the great God and our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is about ready to wrap it up and come back. And so today, though, I can rejoice, and you can rejoice if you know him, that he is in our heart. He's the source of all joy and peace, and he really is. And we can talk to him, and we can have him talk to us. He talks to us in his word, and God has given us his word, and that's the point of this program, in the Authorized King James Bible, and then in other languages also, but primarily in the King James Bible, where it is the Bible that is used universally all over the world. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and stranger will they not follow." Any other translation just comes and goes because it's not the perfect word of God. It has the ideas and thoughts of man in it, but this one is the word of God. And Jesus said, "The words that I speak are spirit, and they are life." And I know this to be true in my own life. The blessings it gave me, it gives me a foundation, a rock to stand on. It gives me a light in my life, because thy word is light, and it tells me where I came from, why I'm here, where I'm going. It gives me joy, it gives me peace, and I can carry on a conversation with the Lord. He talks to me in the Bible. I talk back to him in prayer. And so we have his wonderful word that he has promised to keep it perfect, and it is perfect. There's no errors in our Authorized King James Bible, and it has come down to us from Christ and the apostles. God has preserved it. But we're going to talk today about some of the things in the news and how the Bible is relevant. I mean, you don't have to make it relevant. It talks about our life, talks about life. It talks about our problems, talks about sin, death, and it talks about the events that are going on in the world today. So I'm going to give it to Brother Davis, and I thank God for him. He's on here with us, and pastor of Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and then he can start it off and talk about some of the events of the news, and we'll discuss that today.
Well, thank you, Bruce, and a good afternoon. Good to be with you today. And just a reminder, you can visit Bruce's page at whereisgodsword.com. That's whereisgodsword.com, and if you go there, you can find out more about Bruce Musselman. You can also listen to some of the past programs there. You can see some of the references, some of the materials, reference materials that Bruce talks about, some of the books and different things we've talked about on the program. You can find all that at whereisgodsword.com. And also, since we are on live today, you can give us a call if you've got a question for Bruce Musselman today about this topic or about what's happening with the, we're going to be touching on some of these things today, President Trump's recognition, United States recognizing that Jerusalem is and always has been the capital of Israel. And also, we had talked a little bit earlier about the Supreme Court case that is being heard regarding the Christian baker in Colorado who was taken to court over not doing a special cake for a same-sex marriage. And so those are some of the things we can talk about today. The telephone number is toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you've got a question for Bruce Musselman here this afternoon, you can give us a call today. And Bruce, there's I guess, you know, a lot of things been going on this past week. It seems like this is a news-rich week, isn't it? And this story here that's come out with the recognition by President Trump of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, which it is. That's where their Knesset is, their parliament. That's where all of their government agencies are headquartered for the most part. And yet we've had for, since I guess the beginning, just about, we've had the embassy in Tel Aviv, which is sort of the business center of Israel. But nevertheless, there was an act of Congress, I think it was about 21, 22 years ago, mandating that the United States move its embassy to Jerusalem. Now, President Clinton did not do that. President Bush did not do that. President Obama did not do that. Candidate Trump promised to do that, and now President Trump has done that, and it's thrown the world into a tizzy. People said, oh, it's going to cause violence, but that's been going on. It's going to cause unrest. That's been going on. It's going to hinder the peace process, which has been hindered anyways. But what do you have to say about that, Bruce?
Yeah, you know, I think all of the presidents said they were going to do it, but they didn't do it, you know?
No.
And it was Trump mentioned that last night when he was talking about it on the news. But, you know, the whole world's attention is gathered to this city, and that's God's behind it because we call it Jerusalem, D.C., Jerusalem, the David's capital. That's what, and so it's the Son of David, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is going to rule the planet Earth from Jerusalem, and that's why the attention of the whole world is being focused on it, and God is behind this, because Christ is coming back and rule there. And I thought we could read some scripture verses dealing with this. All the key events in man's life and everything in the news today is being talked about in the Bible thousands of years ago. So here's what it says in Zechariah 12:1-3. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretches forth the heavens. This is the God that put the stars in place, layeth the foundation of the earth and formeth the spirit of man within him. The great creator says this, God himself. He says, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about. When they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And of course, in all the wars that take place since the Jews have come back, that's exactly what happened. I mean, they've won every single war because God was protecting them. In that day, I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. And, you know, that's what that's saying is this, that the people of the world through the United Nations are now saying that Israel should not have total control of Jerusalem and that the land should be divided up. But God says that I will judge the nations for parting my land in the book of Joel. And so God is, the nations of the world are uniting against Israel and against Jerusalem. But they eventually, and you can see it coming to pass, that they will send armies up there to Jerusalem. And when they do, they will meet the creator of the universe, and he will show who's in charge. And that creator of the universe, the first time he came, they put him on a whipping post, and they beat him and crucified him. The next time, he's coming as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And the first time he came to be punished for our sins, and that's the gospel. What a wonderful thought that is. He has been punished and paid for all of our sins. And if you recognize that you have sinned, and like the thief on the cross, you say, Lord, remember me, to Jesus in a prayer, and you mean that. Lord means he's the boss, he's in control, he's your God. At that point, you have eternal life, and Jesus said, I'll never cast you out. But he is coming back. And it says, though all the people of the world, people of the earth, be gathered together against it, in that day, the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment and his rider with madness, and I will open my eyes upon the house of Judah, will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength, the Lord of hosts their God. So Jesus is coming. And you know, in Zechariah chapter 12, again, he states there that, he states in there that the Lord himself shall return, and his feet shall stand that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is outside Jerusalem. I believe that's in 14, isn't it?
Yes.
Where he makes that statement.
14.
Yeah.
And in verse number verse number 2, where it says, "For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem, on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south." Jerusalem.
Yes. And so you have this, but this is mentioned in a number of places. This Jerusalem is the city of God. And Abraham met the Lord there way thousands of years ago when Melchizedek, he's called king of Salem and king of peace and king of righteousness there. And some people say, well, that was an imitation, but I mean, like God. But although the word was like, sometimes I can say, well, that looks like Brother Davis. Well, that's referring to Brother Davis too. And so I believe that there, if you study it carefully, that was a pre-incarnation of Christ that was there. He's going to be the king. And so that is the headquarters of the Lord on the earth. That's where the temple was, where they met God. And it says in verse 9 of Zechariah, and we're getting back to chapter 12, "I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. I will pour upon the house of David, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and supplication." Grace means a free gift, and they will realize that they are coming to God. All of what God gives us is by grace, not by our works. The Bible says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. And the Bible says the gift of God is eternal life. Grace means a gift. And he says he will pour the Holy Spirit on the people of Israel and of supplications. And now a most astounding thing takes place. When these armies come against Jerusalem, and it looks like Israel is about to be destroyed and wiped out, it says, "And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced." My lands, this is Zechariah chapter, this is in the book of Zechariah, and we see chapter 12, and then we see in verse 10 here, "They shall look upon me." Who's talking? God's talking. Well, who was it that was pierced? It was God that was pierced. The Lord Jesus Christ was God. And yet this is in the Old Testament, and God is speaking here. This is long before Christ came, and it's in the Tanakh. It's in the Jewish Bible. "They shall look upon me whom they have pierced." And when they see him, they'll see the nails in his, the prints of the nails where the nails went in his hands. And it says, "They shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son." And suddenly there will be a realization that this person that they had rejected as a nation, although a great minority have always believed in him, well, that it was really Jesus, the Son of God, that they rejected. And they'll see him just like they rejected Joseph. But when they were down in Egypt, Joseph saved him from starvation and everything, and they recognized their brother who they had sold into Egypt. And so they'll recognize Jesus. They will be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. It's a time of great sorrow for Israel. They say, "For 2,000 years, we have missed him." And the land shall mourn every family apart, the families of the house. And then it goes on about the families mourning over that. And then it says in chapter 13, 1, "In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness." And it says, "In that day, there'll be a fountain open." Now, Moses said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And so the blood of animals were shed, but it was just an atonement, a covering. But the real blood that did the job for mankind was the blood of Jesus. And the Bible says, even in the Old Testament, "By the blood of thy covenant, I have removed the prisoners from the wells without water." And that's found in the Old Testament, in the Tanakh. And it's the blood of Jesus that has paid for our sins. And just as the high priest took the blood into the Holy of Holies once a year, the blood of a goat, it was only a picture of the fact that when Jesus died and rose from the dead, he took his blood into the Holy of Holies in heaven, and that blood is sprinkled on the mercy seat in heaven. And that means that's an evidence that when I put my faith in him and receive him as my Lord, my Savior, that my sins have been paid for and forgiven. And so what the fact that Jerusalem has been mentioned by the president, that's a tremendous thing, because the whole world is being focused on Jerusalem, and the armies will come against it. But God will bless our nation for that statement. Well, we got some other things in the news.
Oh, absolutely, Bruce. And again, like you said, this is a very, very great development, and it is setting the stage for the Lord's return. And so we'll have to pray and watch and keep aware of what's happening, and of course encourage people to put their faith in Christ as their Savior, and knowing that if you've done that, we're going to be caught up. We're going to be following him on white horses, the Bible says in Revelation 19, as he defeats the Antichrist. So that's an exciting thing. And just a reminder, if you got want to talk with Bruce Musselman, the toll-free number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We got a few minutes left in the program. The other big topic that we were discussing and looking at it from our Christian perspective is the case of the Colorado bakery, where a baker who is before the Supreme Court now. They've taken it all the way to the Supreme Court. I believe the Alliance Defending Freedom, I think, is the group that's backing him, that's defending him before the court. But he owns a bakery in Colorado, and he had two men come in. They wanted a wedding cake designed for their same-sex wedding. Now, he had sold them baked goods in the past, and he was willing to sell them anything that was available in the store, but he did not want to do a special design. And because of his Christian convictions, he did not believe in same-sex marriage. Bible says that's an abomination. And the same man does not do Halloween cakes. He does not want to glorify a satanic-themed holiday. He does not do adult or pornographic-themed cakes. He does not do anti-American-themed cakes. There's a great deal of cakes that he will not design because he disagrees and he does not believe in what the message would be. So this
that's freedom
not,
of speech, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly. And that's what he contends. But of course, one of them, actually, I'd have to check this out, but I think it was actually later, the mother of one of the two men called and said that he was discriminating, and then one thing led to another. He had a complaint filed, and the state of Colorado was trying to tell him he must design a cake. I don't know about you, Bruce, but if I'm having something like a wedding or something like that, I remember when my daughter got married, you know, we wouldn't have wanted to hire somebody who didn't want to do the cake. You know, why would you? It's like hiring a photographer that doesn't want to be there, or hiring somebody doing the flowers that doesn't want to be there. Don't you want somebody who wants to be there, somebody who's going to be supportive? I mean, the whole idea that they would want to force this guy to design a cake. And he even told them, you could take a cake off the shelves. That's fine. I'm not going to refuse to sell you a cake. I'm not going to design a cake. Here's some good bakeries down the road you can go to. It's not like he was the only bakery in town. And they did go to another bakery. They had a rainbow-colored cake for their theme of their wedding and all of that. They weren't prevented from having their wedding. They weren't prevented from having a cake. And yet they seemed to feel that they must force this Christian to participate in their sin.
You know, we have atheistic humanism, which man is his own God, and it's very, very intolerant, because what they did is intolerance.
Right.
He has a right to speak what he wants to, and he has a right to do like what he wants to. He sold anything to them, but he didn't want to. He doesn't believe in that. He doesn't do pornographic stuff. He doesn't do anti-American stuff, and he has a right to do that. That's what America is all about. You know, it reminds me of some dictatorships where the people have to get on and make speeches about something that they don't believe in, you know, and they want to force them. So this humanism is intolerant. And, you know, you think about the implications of this. I mean, if they could force him to do that, they might want to try to force us to get on the air and say, give a speech in favor of sodomy, you know, at work they're going to sign something for sodomy, and if you don't sign, they're going to get on your case. I mean, America is supposed to be about freedom of speech.
Well, and the Colorado
freedom
Civil
of
Rights,
religion.
Yeah, the Colorado Civil Rights Commission said that he was discriminatory, not the two men. The two men who were going to force their beliefs upon this baker, they weren't being violating anybody's rights. But the one guy that exercised his right to freedom of expression and freedom of religion, he's the one being caught, you know, being victimizer. And yet he's the victim in this case. You're absolutely right.
You know, and how does this fit in with the Bible? Because we want to bring that in. The Bible says before Jesus comes, it will be as the days of Lot. And what happened in that case was that the angels came into town and the people that were involved in sodomy tried to rape the angels. But apparently it was a practice in that city for strangers coming into town. And Jesus said it was going to be like that. Now here you have that they want to force this anyway on this individual. And Jesus said, so the fact of that, when I read this when I was younger, I thought, wow, can you believe it? I mean, the world is going to be accepting this. And what's happening, you have a handful of playboys running these, wealthy playboys running these networks, and they decide, well, we're going to promote this. And so day and night it's pushed through the media, and so people start believing this kind of stuff. But it's one of the most unhealthy things that people could do. And people get all kinds of special privileges and so on. But once again, Jesus said that the world will be given to that activity, to what they call the gay lifestyle, at the time when Jesus comes back. And so the Bible once again is talking about that. Now we have what's going on, what happened in California. What do you think about that, all that fire?
Oh, the fires in California. And it's interesting, you know, fire is used as judgment in the Bible. And we know that, you know, the Bible talks about the rain falling on the just and the unjust alike. We live in a fallen world, and there are things that happen, and that part of the world is prone to fires naturally. That's the what normally happens out there. But it is interesting. A lot of these fires are going through. You talked about these people in the media and the Hollywood elites. A lot of these fires are going through their neighborhoods, and they're in Los Angeles County is where a lot of these are going. They're going through not out in the wilderness areas. They're going through neighborhoods, and it's a very, very dangerous fire. And, you know, you look at what we were just talking about and these what we see in the news with one media figure after another being caught up in these sex scandals. And it just seems like, well, God allowed this fire to occur in their backyard, perhaps to get their attention.
Yeah, and you know, the secrets of the universe are found in the King James Bible. You want to find about it. Talks about everything of importance to man. But the best thing is it gives us our title to eternal life in there. And God himself says, whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. That's what Jesus said. And we can bank on it because it's in God's word. And the word of God liveth and abideth forever. The corrupt translations, they come and go. The King James Bible, based on 99% of the ancient manuscripts, continues on year after year despite being attacked by everybody. We have the perfect word of God today, and we can base our salvation and we can receive joy and peace through it in knowing that our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, God bless you.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.